A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. De La Cruz, a line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combined on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dog pile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Welcome back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on an overcast Thursday night. And game three of this six-game series and 12-game homestand between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 first pitch tonight. Daytona snapping a four-game losing streak last night with a resounding 7-1 win. Three home runs in that ballgame, a two-hitter from four different Daytona pitchers, Sam Benscooter, Andrew Moore, Alberto Gonzalez the third, and then it was Luis May dominating the Flying Tigers at the tail end to complete start to finish. Daytona will try and mimic that tonight. Ryan Cardona will get the ball, will make just his fourth start of the year. 4-3, a 3.83 ERA, worked into the fifth in his last start. Lakeland will counter with the right-hander Garrett Burhan. 4-5, a 3.59 ERA, one of the top 30 prospects in the Detroit system at midseason, according to Baseball America. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. We come back last week while we were in St. Lucie, had a chance to sit down with one of the newest members of the Tortugas. That is side-arming reliever Shane Gustafson. He'll be our guest when we come back. We'll also get your starting lineups and first pitch. Daytona and Lakeland coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show. Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest arms in Daytona's bullpen. That is the winning pitcher from Thursday night, the right-hander Shane Gustafson. Shane, it's been a crazy 24-plus hours for you. What's this experience been like for you since you got on the plane from Arizona here to Florida?
Oh, it's been an interesting one. Last night I was pitching off of maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours of sleep. You know, Wednesday found out while I got to the complex that I was going, moving up to Daytona, and like, hey, you're on the flight out of here 11, 12 o'clock at night. And I was like, great, glad to get moved up. Me and a couple of guys get on the plane, and we fly into Georgia, and I didn't get any sleep. 3-hour flight, I just put on a movie and just watched the entire movie. As soon as I knew it, we were landing in Georgia. Right from there, just had about an hour layover in Georgia to get on a plane to get here, and got about 30-40 minutes of sleep on that plane, and then got about on the car ride over to where we port, St. Lucie.
Yep.
So it's all an hour and a half, 2 hours of sleep, and then I was, you know, a couple guys are telling me like, hey, you got the red eye, you don't know what's, we probably not gonna pitch tonight, you know, to get you rest one. I'm like, all right, cool. And first thing I hear from Todd, our pitching coach, like, hey, you're hot tonight. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But I'm more than excited to pitch last night and happy to be here.
What was it like for you coming into that ball game with such little sleep and such a tight game and being able to pitch the way you did, 3 2/3 shutout innings, came into an inning with a man on base, stranded a man aboard? How do you feel you performed considering all the circumstances leading up to last night?
Well, it's still baseball. You still got to go out there and pitch. And I, you know, even with what happened outside of the field, you know, your name gets called, you got to be ready to do your job. And I felt like I did what I had to help the team win.
How much fun was that for you going out there last night? First opportunity in full season baseball, playing in the Mets spring training complex, go out there and pitch the way you did, coming away with a victory in your debut, and overall a great team victory.
Honestly, it feels amazing. This is a great complex to be at. I know we're on the road, and I can't wait to see what we got in Daytona, but the guys and the support I've had here and on our team and from the coaches here has been absolutely amazing. I love pitching here.
What was it like for you getting that word in Arizona that you were getting called up? Who was the first phone calls you made when you found out you were moving up a level, and what was that experience like for you getting your first call up?
It was kind of interesting how it went down in Arizona, because the manager there, Julio, he's a great coach, kind of comes up to me in the training room while I'm rolling out. He goes, hey. Hey, it's been great having you here. I'm like, thanks. And he goes, you're going to Daytona. And he said it softly, and I barely heard him. So once he left, I actually started asking the other guys, like, did he say I'm leaving? And everybody was like, yeah, congratulations. Like, oh. Okay, and so I talked to a couple of guys that was in the training room. One of the guys, Brandon, who helps out with all the operations there. I called my dad. They're coming back from Aruba on some trip with my little brother. So I caught them right before they got on a plane or while they were, you know, doing whatever. And then I called my best buddy that day on Wednesday, and he was out at lunch with his family and with his grandparents. Like, you better answer this right now. You're going to hear this. So it was just a surreal experience, and I just absolutely loved it.
Off to a fantastic start here in your affiliated career. Signed by the Reds back in June out of the MLB partner Pioneer League. We're playing for the Great Falls Voyagers. What was that experience like, getting a chance to pitch out there in the Pacific Northwest out there in the big country? And then also, what was it like getting that phone call from the Reds, finding out that they were interested in you and they were going to sign you to a contract?
Well, pitching for the Great Falls Voyagers under Tommy Thompson and Branch Close, they're both great guys. You know, and they knew what they were talking about. They have a great idea of what baseball should be and how it should be played. And it's just great to be around, you know, a whole bunch of, this last year, it was a whole bunch of college guys and a couple guys that got let go from affiliate ball, like, they still wanted to play. So it's just like the atmosphere was absolutely amazing being in Montana, being in Great Falls with those guys. And actually, the day I got the call, it was on our off day on a Monday, and it was so weird because I was at the complex, at our complex, just got my throwing done because I was supposed to be pitching the next day, and we were playing. God, I can't remember who we were supposed to be playing, but I get a call from the manager, Tommy. He goes, "Hey, are you at the facility? I want to talk to you in my office." I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So meet him there. He gets there from lunch. He goes, "Hey, so you're getting signed by the Reds." I'm like, "Oh, sweet. I didn't know this." He goes, "Yeah, I've been on the phone with them. Scott's already, you know, getting the Scott, our GM. He was getting our getting the paperwork and everything filled out." I'm like, "Yeah, all you gotta do is wait for a call." And, like, that was probably, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get a call from one of the guys from the Reds until like 6 o'clock at night. And all my manager told me, he's like, "Yeah, just go home, start packing, just wait for the call." So I'm all packed, ready to go, and I'm just sitting on the couch, just waiting for this call, talking to my host family. I'm like, "Is this a real thing? Is this gonna happen?" But other than that, it was all good. After I got the call and flight, got out here, you know, the day after, and it's all good. Just enjoying the time that I've been here. Absolutely thankful for the fact I got to be a Red and get to be out here.
How relieved were you when you finally got that phone call from the Reds, and how excited were you after that long hiatus?
Oh my God, it was like those episodes like on Netflix and whatnot, like the ones that leave you on a cliffhanger. It's like, okay, you know what's gonna happen, but when is it gonna happen? And so it's just like when it finally got the call and everything, you know, I was talking to some people and like, "All right, here's your flight," and like it finally became real. I didn't sleep on that flight either. I just, you know, got on the plane and started heading out here. I absolutely enjoyed every second of it and being in Arizona.
A lot of positive energy brewing there. Speaking of all the different places you've pitched in, a lot of different climates. Obviously, the weather in Montana is a little bit different than what you had to deal with in Arizona, which is a lot different than what you had to deal with last night here in Florida. How have you found ways to adapt to the changing weather patterns you've had to deal with this year as a pitcher?
I mean, in college, I was in Reno, and, you know, it's snowing in the morning, and you're shoveling snow off the field to get ready for a game, and your hands are freezing, to pitching in Montana where it could be raining, and, you know, there's gnats, millions of gnats all over the field, to being in Florida and can't grip a ball because of how much sweat is on your hand. So just learning to adapt is something I'm going to do over these next couple of weeks, how to use the rosin the right way, how to keep my arm, you know, dry and keep that grip on the ball so I can benefit the team the best that I can.
One final question for you, Shane. Saw a lot of people so excited for you on social media over the course of the last 24 plus hours, and learned through that your nickname is Goose. So where did the nickname Goose come from, and how have you carried that throughout your baseball career? Where did that originate?
Actually, it's kind of funny because it's not related to Top Gun at all. I did dress up for Halloween one year as Goose from Top Gun, and I thought it was amazing. But my older brother actually got the nickname Goose in high school, and I was always Gus in high school. And I was fine with it because I didn't want to have the same nickname as my brother in high school. I didn't need people saying the same thing. It was all good. And my little brother, he was Little Goose or Little Gus at that time too. So we all had our own personalities out of high school and whatnot. Then junior college came around. I was pitching under Rich Gregory, another great guy, really smart guy with baseball. First day, you're doing roll call. He goes, "Shane Gustafson." I'm like, "All right, sure, yeah." My name's been messed up my entire life, so I didn't really care. And so it went from people saying Gustafson to just saying Goose, and that's kind of where it comes from. And I don't mind it; it's fine. I actually got a glove made, put Goose on it. Just kind of something I've enveloped and enjoyed.
Hey, one of the key parts of baseball history is having great nicknames, and Shane certainly has one. Shane Goose Gustafson, thank you so much for the time. Thanks so much for your tenure here in Daytona. Enjoy your time here. Best of luck. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Perfect. It's been a pleasure.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
It is baseball time here on an overcast Thursday night. Tortugas and Hammerheads. Tortugas and Flying Tigers. If they can see, we're in the air here on this Thursday night. And as Ryan Cardona warms up on the mound, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First four, the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers, put together by their skipper, Andrew Graham. Danny Cerretti, Livingston, New Jersey native, will lead off. He is the shortstop, batting second at third base. It is Peyton Graham. Manuel Sequeira will bat in the three spot. He is the DH today. Cleaning up over in center field is Roberto Campos. Christian Santana, second baseman tonight. He will bat fifth, hitting sixth. Over at first base, behind the plate, Eduardo Valencia, Austin Schultz in right field tonight will hit eighth. And Iverson Leonardo will make his Flying Tigers debut, batting ninth in left field. Let's take a look at Daytona's starting nine, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Austin Callahan leads off. He is at third base. Trey Valtini, shortstop tonight, makes his first start in the field with the Tortugas. He'll bat second. Jay Allen, the second, is in center field. Jack Rogers cleans up tonight. He's the right fielder, batting fifth. Over in left field, Justin Boyd. Logan Tanner back behind the plate tonight. He'll bat sixth. Hayden Jones, three hits last night. He'll bat seventh and be the DH, batting eighth. At second base, Johnny Ascanio. And hitting ninth at first, homered last night, Yasiel Pino. So the Livingston, New Jersey native on the mound. The Livingston, New Jersey native at the plate. Cerretti against Cardona, a couple Livingston High School alums. The windup, our first pitch of the night, is a called strike right on time at 7:05 Eastern. Cerretti did not play last night. Had a strong start to the series. Reached base several times in the 12-1 win on Tuesday. That breaking ball misses. It is one ball and one strike. Cerretti, 3-4 his first nine. This is fourth pro game, a double, a homer, and three RBIs. Switch hitter batting left-handed. And the 1-1 is a fastball strike at 92. It is 1-2. Cardona standing at 6 feet tall, 211 pounds, 22 years old from New Jersey. Making his 20th appearance and fourth start. The 1-2 pitch and a check swing from Cerretti. Did he go? No, says the base umpire, Nelson Fraley. It is 2-2. Cardona, a 4-3 record, a 3.83 ERA. Three saves out of the bullpen. 45 hits and 51 and two-thirds innings. The 2-2 and Cerretti off the hands. Stays even. Cardona, 31 walks, 59 strikeouts coming into play here on Thursday. Gray skies overhead. Been that way for most of the field. And the batter wins the battle between a couple of Livingston, New Jersey natives. Danny Cerretti leads off the ball game with a single to right center. And the Flying Tigers have the first batter of the game on base. Brings up Peyton Graham. He hit in the leadoff spot each of the first two games of the series. Getting the start at third base tonight. As the DH yesterday started at short in the series opener. Cardona from the stretch. And Graham takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Graham playing in his fifth pro game, 3-14. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Graham 0-3 last night, did reach with a walk. As he's laid on a fastball, 91 on the gun from Cardona. It's 0-2. Ryan last pitched against the Mets on Friday. Out of the bullpen, gave up just one run on four hits and 3 2/3 innings. And now the training staff is out to take a look at Danny Cerretti. Was pointing at his right calf muscle. Andrew Graham coming over from the third base coach's box. Eric Flores, the athletic trainer for the Tigers, out to take a look at them. They're all congregated in foul ground in between the first base bag and the first base coach's box. Cerretti trying to jog up the right field line. First base coach Matt Mallott sort of pointing towards his heel. I don't know if that was just something he was trying to do with his own foot or trying to motion what Cerretti was dealing with. But Danny's going to stay in the ballgame. Well, the count 0-2 on Peyton Grant. Cardona fared well on Friday against the Mets, struck out 4. 64 pitches, 38 strikes. The 0-2 to Graham, and he can't hold up. Breaking pitch buried in the dirt, and Graham retired for the game's first out. First strikeout for Graham. First time Cardona has punched out a batter tonight. Brings up the designated hitter, Manuel Sequeira. Got the start at shortstop yesterday, was 0-for-3 with a walk, hitting at 231 in 92 games. Cardona lifts and delivers. And there is a fastball strike at 91. It's 0-1. 40 extra base hits on the year, leads the team with 16 homers and 47 RBIs. The 0-1, and Sequeira rolls over on one up the third base line. It is quickly 0-2. Defensive alignment behind Cardona tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Justin Boyd, Jay Allen the second, and Jack Rogers. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Trey Faltini, Johnny Ascanio, and Yasiel Pino. Logan Tanner doing the catching behind the plate. First day off for Edwin Arroyo since he joined the Tortugas last week. The 0-2. And Sequeira went around, says the home plate umpire, Garrett Griffin. Strike 3. Sequeira thought he still had another one coming. Walked in front of the plate. And now slowly working his way back to the dugout. Looked like he was going to try and walk all the way around back to the box. But he was punched out rather quickly by the home plate umpire, Garrett Griffin. So back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff single by Cerretti brings up Roberto Campos. Fouled out of play to the right, it's 0-1. Campos left the game early on Tuesday, left in the fourth inning, did not play last night. This is 90th game of the year, 250 average, 29 extra base hits, 5 homers, 40 RBIs. The 0-1, and that pitch just off the outside corner. It is 1-1. Right now here in Daytona Beach, as you mentioned, gray skies. Been threatening rain all day, but there is a break in the clouds off towards Beach Street and Ridgewood Avenue along the third base line as Campos tried to wait back on the off speed, could not. It is 1-2. Looked right around 3:30 that it was going to deluge here, but it never happened. 1-2. Campos lays off up and away. It's 2-2. 81 degrees right now. Real feel at 84. No one complaining about that with the humid and almost felt like heavy air. Very thick last couple of days here in Daytona Beach. Much better today. The 2-2. And Campos foul tip into the glove of Tanner. Strike 3. Ryan Cardona strikes out the side in the top half of the first inning. Works around the leadoff single. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of a half an inning, it is Lakeland nothing and Daytona coming up on Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Street. Play and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning. Austin Callahan to lead off. Garrett Burhan getting the start tonight for the Flying Tigers. And the first pitch line into left field. Base hit. Austin Callahan, his fifth hit in three games since coming off the IL. He now has picked up a base hit in every game he's played since the All-Star break. Seven straight games with a knock. And you wonder if he wasn't on the IL. Does he maybe get the call up to Dayton as opposed to Michelle Triana? Although Triana, much more experience at first base than Callahan has. But the way he's just been obliterating baseballs left and right is just so impressive. Trey Faltini, the batter, was hitless in his Tortugas debut on Tuesday. This one hit in the air left center field. Waiting on it now, racing in from left field is Leandro, and he can't make the catch. Bounces in front of him. Backing up with the center fielder Campos, moving up to second base Austin Callahan, and Trey Faltini, in the most awkward of ways, has picked up his first Tortugas base hit. Iverson Leonardo trying his best to get there, but could not do so. Brings up Jay Allen the second. Had a base hit last night in the Daytona win. 223 batting average, 17 extra base hits, two homers, 19 RBIs. Two on, nobody out. Two pitches here into the ballgame. First offering to Jay, and he takes up and away for ball one. Have to give a shout out to the first team that ever gave me a job as a broadcaster. Came away with their first championship in 13 years today. Just a few moments ago, up and away, it's 1-0. But shout out to the Born Braves of the Cape Cod Baseball League, winning their first championship since 2009. Congratulations to Nicole Norkovicius, team president Darren Weeks, Jennabeth Ferguson. Everybody in Born had so much fun my two summers there, and they deserve a championship and the trophy. Returning to Doran Park in 2022 as Jay Allen gets grazed with a pitch too far inside. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out. Burhan has thrown four pitches, two singles, and a hit batter. And Daytona with the bases loaded and nobody out for Jack Rogers. Rogers reached base on a walk last night, hitting 266 in Daytona. This is 50th game with the club. 21 extra base hits, four homers, 24 RBIs. Burhan's first pitch, and Rogers looks at a strike. On the inner half, it's 0-1. Burhan, standing at 6'3", 215 pounds, will turn 23 after the final day of the regular season from Indianapolis, Indiana. Drafted by the Tigers last year out of Ohio State. The 0-1. And Rogers sends a laser towards the Tortuga dugout. It is 0-2. Burhan has been the most consistent of Lakeland starters this year. 4-5, a 3.59 ERA. His 18th appearance, 17th start. Only relief outing for Burhan actually came against Daytona because the game prior was suspended after a half an inning. It's time called at home plate. Burhan, 71 hits allowed in 72 and two-thirds innings, 16 walks, and 96 strikeouts coming into play here on Thursday. Callahan at third, Faltini at second, Allen at first. But Rogers behind 0-2. At the belt, the 0-2 pitch, and Rogers fights it off the hands towards third base. They've got a chance to get the runner at home, and they do. Callahan had to wait, actually took a few steps back towards third before that ball dropped, and once it did, tried to get on his horse to the plate, but Peyton Graham able to field and throw to the dish for a 5-2 fielder's choice. So that is the first out of the home first inning. Bases remain full for Justin Boyd. Boyd picked up a double in his Daytona debut the other night. 3-4 his first seven with a pair of doubles in his pro career. Red supplemental second-round pick out of Oregon State. And the pitch from Burhan at the knees for strike one. Burhan, last pitched in game two of a doubleheader against the Blue Jays. That was back last Thursday. Took the loss, gave up three runs on six hits in four and a third innings. Set at the belt, the 0-1. And Boyd takes another one knee high. It's 0-2. Justin disagrees with the call. Defensive alignment behind Burhan, left to right of the outfield. Iverson, Leonardo, Roberto Campos, and Austin Schultz. They're diverse around the infield. Peyton Graham, Danny Zaretti. The 0-2 from the big righty. Boyd checks his swing. Did he go? No. Says the base umpire. It is one ball and two strikes. Eduardo Valencia doing the catching behind the plate tonight. Lights on here at the stadium. Not a total effect just yet. Definitely helping out with this gray sky evening. 1-2, and Boyd on the ground in the hole at short. Fielded to his right by Zaretti, on to second for one. Relay back to first, not in time. Boyd able to beat it out. 6-4 fielder's choice, his first Tortugas RBI. And Daytona takes a 1-0 first inning lead. First Tortugas RBI, first career RBI for Justin Boyd. Runners at the corners now. Two out for the catcher, Logan Tanner. Tanner hit some balls hard in the opening game of the series, but did not pick up a base hit. Was 0-for-3 with a walk. Righty batter against the righty pitcher. They nearly caught Boyd leaning. But he's able to get back in time. Allen bluffing a break to the plate. A deep breath from Burhan, his pitch. And Tanner checks his swing. Did not go. Missing down and away. It is one ball and no strikes. American flag out in center field, blowing straight in as we speak. Tanner still looking for his first pro base hit. Was hitless on Tuesday, or actually Monday, in the Arizona Complex League. The 1-0, and Tanner a hard ground ball to third. Nice scoop by Graham to his left. Low throw, gets away! Up the first baseline, Allen scores on his way to third. Boyd staying at first base, Tanner. It is 2-0 Daytona. Was a hot shot ground ball to third base. Peyton Grant scooped to his left, but spiked the throw in the dirt. Bigby could not make the scoop. Kicked off that green chain link fence to the right of the Lakeland dugout. Allen scores. Boyd goes first to third. It'll be an error on Graham and make it a 2-0 Daytona advantage. So runners remain at the corners. Here is Hayden Jones, had a career-high tying three hits last night, and he fouls the first pitch back. It's 0-1. Jones, after last night hitting 259, 20 extra base hits, tied for the team lead, eight homers, 27 batted in. Tortugas two in on two hits and an error here in the first, and the 0-1. Jones out in front of the change. It is no balls and two strikes. Burhan got off to a marvelous start this year. Big reason for why he is now a top 30 prospect in the Tigers organization. He's 4-1, a 2.65 ERA over his first 12 starts. But as of late, really since the start of July, things have been more of a struggle as Jones sends it over the press box and towards the Jackie Robinson ballpark statue. Remains 0-2. Last five outings since July the 6th, Burhan 0-4 and has a 7.2 ERA. His last three, his ERA is 12. The 0-2 pitch. And Jones gets it off the hands towards the third base bleachers. About half the way up. Remains at 0-2. Burhan really all boils down to a simple thing, being able to throw strikes. Burhan 69% strikes in his first 12 starts, just 56% in his last three. The 0-2. And Jones down swinging. And Burhan limits the damage to two in the first. But Daytona strikes for a pair on two hits, an error, and two left at the end of an inning. 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park, the biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the part of the lineup due up for Lakeland in the top of the second inning. Christian Santana, Justice Bigby, Eduardo Valencia. Three due up in the frame. The first offering from Cardona. Misses high for ball one. Daytona a 2-0 lead. Run on a fielder's choice. And an error as Santana takes outside. One for three last night with a walk. Hitting at 208 in 59 games. And he looks at a called strike. It is 2-1. Eight doubles, five homers, 15 RBIs. Tortugas tonight wearing the dark green alternate jerseys. Tortugas arched across the chest in white, the 2-1. That one up and in. Santana whipped his head back so violently his helmet fell off. And it's now 3-1. White numerals front and back. The powder blue border. White pants, Cardona has him down to his ankles. White on white Nike cleats, green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front. The 3-1. And Santana takes a breaking ball strike. It's 3-2. Cardona, Reds' 19th round pick last year at Amherst College in Poughkeepsie, New York. The payoff pitch. High ball four. Sailed on him a little bit. And Santana aboard here to lead off the second inning. Back-to-back frames in which Lakeland has put the leadoff man on. Brings up Justice. Bigby had an incredible game on Tuesday. Six RBIs in the first two innings of the game. But was held hitless last night. 0 for 4. Did strike out twice. And he takes the curveball down and away for ball one. Bigby hitting at 254. This is 80th game. 21 extra base hits, two homers, 38 RBIs. Big, tall, right-handed batter with a slightly open stance. 1-0, way up and away. Out of his crouch, Tanner to control it. It is two balls and no strikes. Defensible, or rather dimensions, I should say. Here at the jack, but first the 2-0. And Bigby swings away, fouls it towards the first base seat. 317 down the line in left, 400 to straightaway center. It is 325 to the pole in right. The 2-1, and Bigby pops it off the end of the bat to right. Waiting on it now, drifting towards the line is Rogers. He'll make the catch for the first out of the second inning. One on, one out. Brings up the catcher, Eduardo Valencia. was hitless last night. Struck out three times after a three-hit performance, including a home run in the opening game of the series. Valencia at 241 in 43 games, seven doubles, four homers, 20 RBIs, pitch a strike. Snap throw behind the runner at first, deflects off of Pino, but rolls to the left of him. No chance for an advancement by Santana. It is 0-1. Third game of this six-game series. 0-1. Outside and low. And it's even at one ball and one strike. It's a non-baseball story that came out today, but I feel it's worth bringing up considering our ballpark's history as Valencia fouls it away 1-2. But Jackie Robinson has his number 42 retired throughout Major League Baseball. And now the NBA, National Basketball Association, has their own player that has his number retired throughout the league. Some people thought for many years it was going to be Michael Jordan along the lines of the NHL. The 1-2 as Valencia swings late, gets it off the handle, bangs it towards the on-deck circle for Lakeland, remains at 1-2. NHL, they retired Wayne Gretzky's number 99 because he was just so much better than everybody else. No one can live up to that number, the 1-2. Jackie's number retired, obviously, for much different and significant reasons that high, 2-2. And that's what the NBA is doing. Bill Russell passed away a couple of weekends ago. But the NBA announced today that they are going to retire throughout the league Bill's number 6. Lazy pickoff, throw to first, and Santana dives back. One on, one out. 2-0 Daytona in the top of the second. We've got our barrier breaker placards up along the Riverwalk third base side here. Is that low, 3-2? Roberto Clemente, of course, Jackie Robinson, Willie O'Ree, among many others. But we don't have one for Bill Russell. I have a feeling that's going to change. Runner goes. Valencia drives one out to left, coming on Boyd. He'll have to play it on a hop. Be a base hit for Valencia. Second hit of the game for Lakeland. They have two on and one out in the top of the second inning. Brings up Austin Schultz. Homered on Tuesday night, came on when Roberto Campos left. Schultz hitting at 231. Nine extra base hits, two homers, 18 RBIs. Two on, one out. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Set the pitch. And Schultz lays off one outside for ball one. A thirsty Thursday night. Fans letting the home plate umpire, Garrett Griffin, know what they think about his strike zone. Look towards second. Cardona's 1-0. And that pitch taken for a strike. 90 on the gun. It's even at a ball and a strike. But everyone always remembers Bill Russell for being the linchpin of that incredible Celtics team. 1-0. Run one down and away. It's 2-1. Basically redefined the position of a defensive player in the paint in basketball as that drops in for a strike. It's 2-2. But Bill was also so incredibly important in the civil rights movement. That Cleveland meeting between he and Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so many other prominent black athletes at that time. The 1-2 up and away. Actually, it's now 3-2 on Schultz. But the only sad part of the NBA retiring Russell's number six throughout the league as Schultz strikes out swinging. 78 away. Big punch out for Cardona, is fourth of the night. Two out now in the second. Brings up the first Florida State League at bat for Iverson Leonardo. Added to the roster yesterday from the Complex League. Leonardo was hitting .248 there in 31 games. Five homers, 17 RBIs. Lefty batter, open stance. And he swings at the first pitch and lifts it high in the air. Shallow left field. Trey Faltini calling for it on the outfield. Turf makes the catch with the left fielder Boyd behind him to end the inning. So Lakeland threatens, put a pair of runners on base, but Cardona keeps them at bay. No runs, a hit. Two left on base. We'll pick up our thoughts on Bill Russell when we come back. Daytona, a 2-0 lead going to the bottom of the second.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? This is a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Johnny Ascanio to lead off for Daytona here in the bottom of the second inning. Switch hitter for the left-hand side. Fouls the first pitch from Burhan to the screen. And the count 0-1. Ascanio, couple of hits last night in his first start. Drove in a run in Daytona's four-run eighth inning. Ascanio, 2-4 his first five with an RBI in Tortuga Green. The 0-1. And that curves high. It is one ball and one strike. Ascanio between here and the Complex League this season, hitting a .348 with 11 batted in. A 1-1. And Ascanio laces one down the left field line beyond the Tortugas clubhouse. And off towards the Magnolia Gate, it is 1-2. Tortugas a 2-0 lead. Run on a fielder's choice and a throwing error in the first. And he got him swinging. Out in front of the off-speed pitch. Back-to-back strikeouts for Burhan since the final out of the first. Brings up Yasiel Pino. Pino hit a tie-breaking solo home run in the fifth inning last night. Snapped an 0-for-23 stretch at the plate. Hitting .192 in Daytona. This is 31st game. Six extra base hits, two homers, nine RBIs. The 1-0 from Burhan. And Pino takes one knee high. It's 0-1. Lakeland tonight wearing the road grays, Flying Tigers in navy script lettering across the chest. Navy stencil numerals front and back with a white and orange border. The 0-1 bouncing in the dirt. It's 1-1. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Gray pants down to the ankles for Burhan. Navy piping along the side of them. Black and white cleats. Buried into the ballpark mound. The step, the 1-1. And Pino steps in the bucket trying to hit the breaking pitch. It is 1-2. Lakeland tonight, Navy cap, Navy bill. Screaming winged tiger logo on the front.
1-2 pitch. Pino thought about it, lays off. Even at two balls and two strikes. Burhan, now the Tigers' number 29 prospect after the draft and the trade deadline, the 2-2. And this one fought in the air to center field. Long run coming in for Roberto Campos, but he camps underneath it. And he'll make the play above that Navy cap. Two out. Base is empty, two away, back to the top of the order in Austin Callahan. Single to left, was erased on a fielder's choice at the plate. Back in the opening inning. Burhan. Read about him from Baseball America. Not a whole lot of overwhelming stuff as Callahan takes low for ball one. Pitch in Burhan's arsenal. But all four of his pitches, fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup, affected. Hit in the air to shallow center field. Out as the shortstop Zaretti, called off by the charging center fielder Campos. And he'll make the running grab over his left shoulder to close out a 1-2-3 11-pitch second inning. We head to the third here on a cloudy Thursday night. Daytona has opened up a 2-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Brian Cardona back to the mound, top of the third inning. Daytona a 2-0 advantage. Top of the lineup, new up for Lakeland. Danny Zaretti won the battle between Livingston natives. Cardona starts him off with a curveball strike. It's 0-1. Zaretti, Graham, and Sequeira, the three due up in the third, the 0-1. And Zaretti laid on a fastball high and tight. It's 0-2. Ryan Cardona, big Giants fan. They play their first preseason game tonight. Hard to believe that the NFL preseason about to get in full swing. This time next month will be the last day of the regular season for the Tortugas. This is a check swing ground ball up the third baseline. That's going to be an infield hit. That worked like a perfect squeeze bunt up the third baseline with Callahan back and off it. Just a slow check swing roller. Wasn't what Zaretti was trying to do, but able to beat it out for an infield hit. Still looked a little tender with one of those legs coming up the first base line. But it does appear Zaretti will stay in the game on the 24-mile-an-hour single. As that pitch outside to Peyton Graham, it is 1-0. That's the beauty of baseball sometimes. Can hit a ball 104 miles an hour and be out. And hit 124 miles an hour and pick up a base hit. And I don't think Danny Zaretti is going to stay in this game. He is not. He just walked off the field before Eric Flores could even get out there. I think Andrew Graham might have signaled something to the bench. The third base coach's box at Enzo Reyes is going to come on for him. So that'll reconfigure the Lakeland defense. Imagine Graham will move from short or move from third to short. And Adinzo Reyes, who has played third the last two nights, will come on and be over at third base. Well, we wish the best to Danny Cerretti, the Tigers' sixth-round pick. Sometimes just better to be cautious and run the risk. 2-0. Peyton struck out in the first inning. He is 0-1. Into NFL preseason games, Patriots and Giants, Titans and Ravens. 2-0. Graham takes down and away 3-0. The one point I was making earlier that I neglected to follow up on after an inning break was talk about Bill Russell getting his number retired throughout the NBA, a la Jackie Robinson. Major League Baseball, the 3-0, and Graham takes high for ball four. Four-pitch walk, and Lakeland with two on and nobody out here to begin the third inning. Brings up Manuel Sequeira, struck out against Cardona in the first. But the only sad thing is that Bill wasn't around to enjoy it like Jackie wasn't around to enjoy it when Major League Baseball put that into motion in 97. This one off the end of the bat into left field. Towards the line, to his right goes Boyd. Speeds up at the last second and makes the catch. Trying to get some extra momentum behind a potential throw if Reyes attempted a tag from second, but he did not. One away here at the top of the third inning brings up Roberto Campos. Struck out swinging to end the first. Bill was a legend, and as someone who grew up a diehard Knicks fan, never really disliked the Celtics like I did other Boston sports teams growing up in the New Jersey area. Largely because the Celtics weren't power like they were when my dad was growing up in the 60s. But as I was talking the day that Bill passed away, as that's a fastball strike, it's 0-1. Reminded me so much watching him talk, listening to him talk about the NBA in his days and what he endured, and just talking about basketball and the game night at 0-2. Reminded me a lot of any footage I see of Buck O'Neill talking about the Negro Leagues and just baseball in general. The pure passion in his voice and the quick wit as well. Always entertaining as Campos hits a rocket off the facing of the grandstand, right off the roof and back to the pitcher mound. It's one way to have automatic ball return. Count moves to 0-2. Two on, one out. Top of the third inning, Daytona a 2-0 advantage. Bill will be sorely missed. The 0-2. Campos off the hands, out of play. We'll do it again. The Giants in the game on and off the floor. But loved that move by the NBA today. Getting his rightful place in the rafters like Jackie. The 0-2. This a ground ball towards first. Pino had a back up on it. Throws to second. They get the force there. Valtini bluffs the throw to first. Trying to deke the runner. Reyes trying to make a turn towards the plate. Reyes wasn't having it. Really nice play there by Yasiel Pino. I thought he was going to try and get the out at first base because he was backing up on the ball. Daytona doing some infield drills earlier today. Practicing throws from first to second base by the first baseman. And Pino with a great accurate throw on to Valtini for a 3-6 fielder's choice. So men at the corners and two out for Christian Santana. Walked his first time, and he takes the snapdragon low for ball one. The belt, the 1-0, and Santana swings in a foul tip into the middle. Logan Tanner, it's 1-1. Tugas will have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the bottom of the frame. Cardona has had to work tonight, up over 55 pitches already here in the third, the 1-1. And Santana couldn't wait back enough on the breaking pitch. Sends it over the press level and towards East Orange Avenue. It is 1-2. Lakeland put the first two men on a single and a walk. Since then, a fly ball to left and a fielder's choice grounder to first. 1-2. Sails high. And Santana able to lay off. It's 2-2. Santana, 2-for-6 in this series coming into tonight, has already walked 5 times in 11 plate appearances. The 2-2. Lays off, thought about it. Fastball chest high. And it's full. That'll release Campos from first base with 2 out. Should help him potentially score a tying run if Santana can put one in a gap. Justice Bigby is on deck. The payoff pitch, runner goes, and that breaking ball drops in there. Strike 3 called, and Santana didn't even wait for Garrett Griffin to punch him out. Another well-executed pitch by Cardona to get out of trouble. No runs, 1 hit, 2 men left at the end of 2.5. Still a 2-0 Daytona advantage on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
For casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Trey Faltini, Jay Allen the second, Jack Rogers. 3-2 up for Daytona here in the bottom of the third. And to the defensive changes for Lakeland, they are exactly what we imagined they would be. As Faltini picked up a base hit, scored a run in the first inning. Takes up and away for ball one. So Danny Cerretti, who was lifted for a pinch runner in the top of the inning, out. Peyton Graham moving from third base to shortstop, and Adinso Reyes, who came on to run for the aforementioned Cerretti, takes over at third. As Faltini nearly gets clipped with a pitch inside, he thought it hit him. Count moves to 2-0. Faltini got one in front of the left fielder, Leonardo, in the first on a high pop fly. 2-0, and that inside. Moves to 3-0. Faltini, the Reds' seventh-round pick out of the University of Texas, hit 282 for the Longhorns, helping UT reach the College World Series. 15 homers, 56 batted in. And he's a pitch walk to Faltini here to begin the bottom of the third inning. And Daytona has a leadoff man on for the second time tonight. First walk allowed by Burhan tonight. Brings up the center fielder, Jay Allen, the second, hit by a pitch. Scored on the throwing error in the first. Righty working from the stretch. And the first pitch to Jay. Curveball strike. On the outer half, it is 0-1. Of course, the Field of Dreams game going on tonight in Dyersville, Iowa. Cubs and the Tortugas parent affiliate, the Cincinnati Reds, as Allen sends one off towards the first base pavilion. It's 0-2. Jerseys look outstanding, especially the Reds, harkening back to their 1914 look. Six former Daytona players in the lineup tonight out in Iowa. As Allen takes up and away, it is 1-2. Five in the lineup for the Reds. One for the Cubs. That is Wilson Contreras, Jonathan India, Nick Senzel. In the lineup for the Reds tonight, along with Albert Almora Jr., Aristides Aquino, and Jose Barrero. As time called right before Burhan throws the 1-2 pitch. Offering does not count. Time was called. And it will remain at 1-2. Cubs, however, have an early 3-0 lead against Nick Lodolo. But if you remember last year, that Yankees-White Sox game was just topsy-turvy, going back and forth all night long. Very high scoring, the 1-2 pitch, and Allen down swinging. Breaking ball away. Third strikeout tonight for Burhan, and Allen down for the first out of the third inning. Brings up Jack, grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. He is 0-1. There was an awesome video earlier today the Reds put on social media. It was Joey Votto, our old friend Jonathan India, that outside 1-0 to Jack. And Reds player, I couldn't quite determine who it was, but they're all standing by the corn stalks in the outfield, and you just hear Joey go in the background. So throw over to first, and Faltini in standing, saying that this is, and then really accentuated the last word, saying this is awesome. And I really hope, I've said this on air before, I put it out there on social media earlier today, I really hope this happens after his playing days are over, as Rogers sends one towards the Halifax River third base side. It's 1-1. As I really hope Joey Votto ends up with some sort of job in Major League Baseball's New York offices. Doesn't have to be a real serious title, but his passion and joy for the game is so contagious. Needs to be a part of the game after he's done playing. That one in the dirt, 2-1. Somehow, some way, I don't know what it is. I don't know the best way. But if Joey's up for it, they need to find a way to keep him involved, because there is no way Votto has not brought more fans to the game of baseball by just being himself, interacting with folks on a day-to-day basis at the ballpark. This one slapped on the ground through the hole between third and short for a base hit. Stopping at second, Faltini, first hit of the night for Jack Rogers. And Daytona with two on and one out. And a two-run game in the bottom of the third. Rogers has reached in all three games since coming off the IL. Brings up Justin Boyd. 109 miles an hour on the Rogers single. Boyd grounded into a fielder's choice opening inning. Flying Tigers couldn't quite double him up. But there was a great article on Joey Votto today and why today's game in Dyersville means so much to them. Is this one a soft ground ball to third? Stepping on the bag, Reyes. Throw to first. Blocked with the chest by Bigby while standing on the first base bag. Keeps it in his mitt. A tough luck 5-3 double play ends the inning. Just hit in a perfect spot for Lakeland to turn two at the corners. No runs, one hit, one left after the twin killing at the end of three. Still 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. We'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Cardona back to the mound, top of the fourth inning, top of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on this Thursday night. Daytona a 2-0 advantage. Justice Bigby had part of that inning-ending double play in the bottom of the third. Fouls the first pitch of the inning back. It is 0-1. Bigby flied out to ride his first time. He followed by Valencia and Schultz, 6, 7, and 8 in the Lakeland order scheduled to bat. As Cardona misses down, it is 1-1. Rodney kicks the pitch. And fastball misses above the letters. It is 2 balls and 1 strike. Fans, if you need to get your group to their big event, then ride with our friends at Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. 2-2. Now it's 2-2, actually. Sent over the first base grandstand. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Get you a look at the Florida State League scoreboard here on this Thursday night. In this fourth inning, the 2-2. And that one drops in for strike three called. Beautiful snapdragon from Cardona. Make that 6 punch outs tonight for the righty. Ties a career high. Brings up Eduardo Valencia. Lined a single to left his first time. 6 strikeouts, matching what he did against Fort Myers on June the 8th here. As Valencia takes outside, it's 1-0. Cardona up near 70 pitches tonight. Season and career high is in the 70s at 76. As Valencia takes low, it's 2-0. Taking a look at the Florida State League schedule tonight. All 5 games in progress. The 2-0 up and away for ball 3. Jupiter at Roger Dean. Hammerheads have put a touchdown and an extra point on the scoreboard. They lead by a score of 7-1. The 3-0, and that one is a strike knee high. Moves to 3 balls and 1 strike. 4 RBIs in the game for Jupiter's Jake Thompson. Both teams into their bullpens of 3-1, and this one pulled on the ground wide at third. Foul ball up towards Daytona's bullpen. It is a full count. Bottom of the sixth inning in Clearwater. Mets a 2-1 lead on the Threshers. Threshers will come here next week. Jordan Gieber, who got beat up in his first start with the Mets last week against Daytona, has worked into the sixth. Threshers already into their bullpen. Payoff pitch from Cardona outside for ball 4. So Valencia aboard with a walk. The third allowed by Cardona tonight. Brings up the right fielder, Austin Schultz. Schultz struck out in his first plate appearance. 0-for-1 this evening. And he attacks the first pitch and lifts it high in the air, first base side. Running towards the on-deck circle, Pino Tanner there as well. This one ricochets off the netting. And Schultz gets a reprieve. It is 0-1. Just not quite short enough to stay in the ballpark. Righty up in Daytona's left field bullpen. That appears to be Hunter Parks. The 0-1. And Cardona has that one miss up and away. It's even at 1-1. Elsewhere in the league, bottom of the sixth inning, to 3, the 1-1. And Schultz, another fly ball right side. Rogers in and towards the line by the Bud bullpen, and that one in the Bud bullpen by a matter of inches. So Schultz has kept the ball out of reach of Daytona's right side. Tanner the catcher, Pino the first baseman. Now the right fielder Rogers have been just out of the reach. A ball's getting out of play. So the count 1-2. Daytona nursing a two-run advantage. 1-2. That breaking ball too far low. Evens up 2-2. Tampa, though, a 4-3 lead in Dunedin. Marcos Cabrera, a two-run home run, his 13th of the year. A 2-2. Low and away, ball 3. How about guy who shares the same name as my cousin, Dylan Rock. His first professional home run today for the Blue Jays. 3-2. This one a double play, ground ball to short. Fautini to his right on a 2-for-1. Relay to first by Ascanio. In time, double play, inning over. 6-4-3, twin killing. And now Schultz probably hopes one of those two foul balls got out of play, because the double play, while hit harder, ends the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left after the double play at the end of 3.5, still 2-0 Tortugas here from Daytona Beach.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. Full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Logan Tanner reached on a throwing error back in the first inning. He'll lead off in the bottom of the fourth. Tanner, Jones, and Ascanio, 6, 7, and 8 in the Tortuga order. Daytona, a 2-0 lead. Garrett Burhan back to work, and this one chopped on the ground to third. Fielding on the hop is Reyes. High throw, and the tag not made by Bigby as Tanner ran by. It'll be another error on the third baseman that allows him to reach, and Andrew Graham out to argue with the base umpire. And now the two umpires are going to get together and discuss the play. It looked like Bigby applied the tag on Tanner running by. It's just a matter of whether or not Tanner was already on the base by the time that happened. We already saw one base hit for Daytona in this series get erased. That was last night when Edwin Arroyo was ruled to have missed first base. And after video, not sure. Now they're going to call him out. Not much of an argument from Logan Tanner, just shaking his head back and forth. Cody White asking for an explanation as to how the home plate umpire could have seen it better than the base umpire. So, no error. Just a 5-3 ground out. Hard to tell without replay. As Aiden Jones fouls the first pitch to the left, it's 0-1. I think they may have gotten that right, but I really just cannot decipher from live action. As Jones pulls it on the ground, foul, it's 0-2. Aiden struck out his first time. 0-1 tonight. Dunedin has scored three runs, by the way, in the bottom of the sixth inning. They now lead 6-4 over Tampa. Roque Salinas hit his second home run of the year. It's only one other game in the FSL. We haven't told you about that, is the one down in Bradenton. Marauders a 5-2 lead on the Cardinals. The 0-2. And Jones strikes out swinging. Change up, down and away. Second time he's down on strikes tonight. Fourth punch out for Burhan. He's had one in each of his four innings of work tonight. Brings up the second baseman, Johnny Ascanio, struck out against him, leading off in the second inning. Jimmy Crooks, the third. First pro home run for the Cardinals tonight as Ascanio takes in the dirt. It's 1-0. Norquis Marcos, two-run shot for the Marauders, his second. Josiah Dixon, or actually rather Brendan Dixon, a solo home run, his sixth. 1-0. Outside, it's 2-0. Base is empty, two out. Bottom of the fourth inning, Daytona a two-run advantage. Third baseman Reyes in and almost even with the bag. The 2-0, and Ascanio takes a strike. Inside corner, it's 2-1. He's 19 years old. Did not turn 19 until July the 4th. 2-1. Too far inside by the belt buckle. It's three balls and a strike. Yasiel Pino in the on-deck circle. Tigers, no runs, three hits, one error. They have left five. Daytona, two runs, three hits. No errors. They have left three. The 3-1. And Ascanio sends it beyond the third base bleachers towards the Riverwalk. It is 3-2. Series will continue tomorrow night. First Friday fireworks. The nine night at the Jack, specialty uniforms. We'll have live music and Friday night happy hour as well as Ascanio takes up and away for ball four. So, Tortuga's second baseman works a two-out walk. First base runner for Daytona in the inning. Brings up Yasiel Pino, flied out to center his first trip. Second walk allowed by Burhan tonight. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch. And Yasiel takes above that Tortuga's word mark. It is 1-0. Hunter Park still throwing. And the Tortuga's left field pen certainly looks like he'll come on and pitch the fifth. Cardona, 77 pitches after four shutout innings. Throw to first. And Ascanio able to dive back safely. It'll be for Daytona tomorrow. The right-hander, Jose Franco, 1-0. Pino Off the handle and out of play. It's 1-1. Sounds like it'll be Jake Miller to make his Lakeland debut tomorrow. Will actually make his pro debut. Was Detroit's eighth round pick out of Valparaiso. Left-hander. 1-1. Pino lays off. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says the base umpire. It's two balls and one strike. Wind blowing in ever so slightly as Ascanio takes his lead. The 2-1. And Pino thought about it, but keeps his bat behind him. Pitch over by the shoulders. It's three balls and one strike. Those 56 pitches so far for Burhan. With two out in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 3-1. Pino takes a call. Strike. It's 3-2. That'll release the runner from first base with two outs. On the top of the order. And Austin Callahan waiting on deck. Tortugas in the dark green. Lakeland in the road grays tonight. Nice crowd on hand on a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday. Payoff pitch. Runner goes. And Pino takes low for ball four. Presented well by Valencia. Too far down. Second walk allowed by Burhan in the inning. And Daytona back-to-back two-out walks. Brings up the top of the order in Austin Callahan. Callahan 1-for-2. Singled in the first. Flied out to center his last time in the second. As Juan Pimentel will come out of the dugout to have a chat with the right-hander. Pimentel, interesting background, never really played pro baseball, pitched at the first school Javi Rivera went to, Indian River State College in the St. Lucie area in the mid-2010s. After Indian River, transferred over to UCF in Orlando. Helped lead UCF to an American. Made the Tallahassee Regional that year. Moved into the coaching ranks after he graduated. Returned as an assistant to Indian River 2018. July that year, took a job at the University of Delaware. Is there through the 2020 season as Callahan. It's a ground ball and a couple of bounces to second. Santana at the back of the infield turf in time to end the inning. Pimentel was with the Dominican Summer League Mariners last year. And his second year in pro baseball this year. Affiliate ball in Lakeland. Daytona threatens on a pair of two-out walks but can't bring him in at the end of four. Still 2-0 Tortugas on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay!
Like Lil Jon. Okay!
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257. Purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fifth inning, call to the bullpen for the Daytona Tortugas. Ryan Cardona is out. Hunter Parks has come in. Parks, 6'2", 194 pounds, 21 years old from York, South Carolina. Blasts a 96-mile-an-hour fastball past the lumber of Leonardo. It is 0-1. Leonardo popped up to short in his first Flying Tiger at-bat, takes low. It is 1-1. Parks, the Reds' eighth-round pick last year out of Florence Darlington Technical College in South Carolina, the 1-1 high. It is 2-1. Highest draft pick in school history last year, making his 20th appearance and ninth in relief. The 2-1. Now one high. It is 3-1. Parks, 2-5 record, a 5.31 ERA. Does have one save out of the bullpen, the 3-1. Is hit on the ground, right side. Ascanio to his left, kicks off his glove, regathers, throws to first, and he got him! Oh, are you kidding me, Johnny Ascanio? I mean, you couldn't have blamed him. He had to run so far to his left to get to that ball if Leonardo ended up being safe. But the ability to make contact with the ball, pick it up, and then still be able to make an off-balance and accurate throw on to Pino in time. Highlight real stuff to start the top of the fifth inning. As Adinso Reyes, his first plate appearance, takes outside for 1-1. Righty's pitch, and this one a line drive center field. This one will find an empty patch of turf for a base hit. Adinso Reyes in his first at-bat lines a single to center. He homered last night for Lakeland's only run. And he's aboard with one out in the fifth inning for Peyton Grant. 0-1. Righty's first pitch. Now one sweeps outside. It's 1-0. Parks made the start against the Mets last Friday. Gave up 3 runs in 3 1/3 innings. Allowed just 2 hits. Did walk 5 and struck out 6. As Graham holds up. Pitch misses outside. Moves to 2-0. Long brown hair flowing out the back of that green cap. The 2-0. And Graham taking all the way, looks at a slider strike. It's 2-1. Final line for Ryan Cardona tonight. Outstanding 4 innings. No runs, 3 hits. 3 walks, a career high tying, 6 strikeouts. As Graham looks at a breaking ball strike, it's 2-2. Cardona, 75 pitches, 44 strikes. Will take a no decision. Did not last long enough to qualify for the win. The 2-2. Outside, nice sliding stop by Tanner. Keeps Reyes at first base. It's a full count. One on, one out, top of the fifth. Daytona in front by a pair. Each team has won a game in the first 2 meetings in this series. Payoff pitch, and this one popped high to the right-hand side of the infield. Second baseman Ascanio, still on the brown-shaded turf, makes the catch with 2 hands for the second out. Nice pitch dripping inside on the handle of Graham by Parks. 2 out in the fifth inning for Manuel Sequeira. Struck out, fly to left his last time. There was a great story read earlier. We hinted at it earlier. Got sidetracked as Parks from the stretch fires a strike. It's 0-1. But it was a great story about Joey Votto and why today's game and I 0-1. And Sequeira chases off the plate away 0-2. Might have to pick up most of that story in the bottom of the inning. But when Votto was not even 6 years old yet, the movie came out, and they had the VHS in his home in Canada growing up, and that was the movie he and his dad watched a lot of times. Fouled straight back. remains 0-2. He said, we had the VHS tape when I was a boy. Maybe we had 20-ish movies at the house. Mostly Disney movies, as is the case when you've got young kids at home. But Field of Dreams is one of the movies we watched often. It had great meaning because it was one of the movie options we could watch at the house. The movie is basically built around a catch with the father, and it resonates with me. The 0-2. Sequeira, soft ground ball to third. Fielded by Callahan, throws to second for the force. And they'll get the lead runner there to end the inning. For Lakeland, no runs, one hit. One man left. We'll pick up that great story about Joey Votto and his relationship with his father and how it relates to the Field of Dreams movie and classic. We come back 2-0 Daytona, heading to the bottom of the fifth.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going to purchase your Field of Dreams package today. Call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Trey Faltini to lead off for Daytona, bottom of the fifth inning. Jay Allen the second, and Jack Rogers will follow. Tortugas a 2-0 advantage. Garrett Burhan back to work. Faltini has reached twice tonight, has singled, walked, and scored a run. Second game with the Tortugas after joining them from the Complex League on Tuesday. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East as well. Burhan's first pitch of the fifth inning is low for ball one. We're talking about Joey Votto and the great article written about him today and why the Field of Dreams movie and the game he's playing in tonight means so much to him personally. The 1-0, and Faltini out in front changed it up on him inside. It's 1-1. Mentioned last half inning was to watch Field of Dreams on VHS. I think I still have a few VHSs somewhere back in New Jersey. 1-1. Well, 2-1. But that's one of the movies he would watch in rotation with his pops. Well, Joey's dad, Joseph, passed away in 2008. The 2-1. And Faltini strokes it on the ground foul of the third base line. It's 2-2. But he said earlier today, it has more meaning now that my father passed. It's what I do for a living. My father and I played catch. It was the beginning of my baseball experience. Now playing in the Field of Dreams game in August, it's not entirely full circle per se, but it will have meaning. A 2-2, and Faltini down on strikes. Got him on the changeup, up another K. That is number 5 on the night for the former Buckeye. Brings up Jay Allen the second, has been hit by a pitch and struck out tonight. And it was just really cool because the rest of the article is talking about why this means so much to so many different players. As Allen takes low and away, it's 1-0. Albert Almora Jr., former Daytona Cub, one of Jim Jaworski's favorite players from his time working here in Daytona Beach. He said, it's not your typical baseball movie where it's all action. 1-0. Strike top the zone, it's 1-1. He said it's more about the emotion and the feeling behind it, and that's what makes it special. Hunter Green, turned just 23 on Saturday. Almost a decade younger than the movie itself, as Allen can't wait back on the 79-mile-an-hour breaking pitch. Moves to 1-2. Green said the last time he saw it, he was in middle school. And he mentioned that he should probably watch it again before going. It's a classic baseball movie. Green on the injured list after last week, but he said he was excited when he heard they were going to be in it. Said watching the Yankees and White Sox last year was pretty cool, seeing the whole intro and Kevin Costner coming out. But there is one caveat for Hunter Green. The 1-2 is Allen, a little dribbler in front of the mound. Fielded by Burhan on the dirt. Rose to first in time. Two out. Nice job by Burhan fielding his position to retire the fleet of foot Allen. Brings up Jack Rogers, 1-for-2 with a base hit. But Hunter Green, very much unlike Kevin Costner's Kinsella character from Field of Dreams, because he said that he and his dad would have catches all the time on his front lawn before practice. It's a classic interaction between father and son to be able to play catch. And one of the beautiful things is now we can take that a step further, and it's not just fathers and sons. It's fathers and daughters, mothers and sons, mothers and daughters. Anyone and everyone picking up a glove and a baseball or a softball or whatever. Roger swings and misses. It's 1-1. Although the funny part at the end of the article, guy will have a bobblehead night coming up next week, Jonathan India. We've got the movie literally up here in the press box. Said he's never seen it before. The 1-1. This is a bouncing ball to first. Backing up on it, Bigby. Underhand flip to Burhan, covering. And he has his second 1-2-3 inning of the night. But after reading this article, the only thing I want to do now is go back home to New Jersey, go out to the nice park near the apartment complex where my folks live now, break out the gloves, and have a catch with Dad. It's been far too long. To the sixth, Daytona, a 2-0 lead. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Roberto Campos to lead off for Lakeland. Top of the sixth inning. Fouls the first pitch from Hunter Parks back. It is 0-1. Heart of the lineup, two up for Lakeland. Campos, Santana, and Bigby. Daytona a 2-0 advantage. The 0-1 from Parks out for his second inning of work. Campos thought about it, but takes down by his shins. It is 1-1. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard here in the top of the sixth. As Campos a line drive, and that one will get down into left field for a leadoff single. Campos, his first hit tonight, had been 0-for-2. And Lakeland has leadoff man aboard for the first time since the third inning. Fourth time they've put the leadoff man on tonight. Brings up the second baseman, Christian Santana. His last time up. First pitch. Santana takes a tad high. It's 1-0. Starting with that Field of Dreams game we were just talking about. They are in the top of the fourth in Dyersville, Iowa. That a called strike, snap throw behind the runner at first by Tanner, not in time. Campos back in standing. Cubs a 3-0 lead in that ball game. Nick Lodolo against Drew Smyly. 1-1, and Santana can't lay off the sweeping slider. It's 1-2. Jonathan India was hit by a pitch early in that game and has left. Matt Reynolds has come on for him. Nick Senzel, Albert Almora Jr., Aristides Aquino, Jose Barrero in the lineup as Daytona alums. Is that fastball just off the outside corner? It's 2-2. Wilson Contreras, the ex-Daytona Cub, and Almora Jr.'s former teammate in Daytona. In the lineup for the Cubs is that one outside. It's a full count. Triple-A Louisville played a matinee today against the Iowa Cubs. Also in Iowa. Which makes me wonder. There was a Field of Dreams minor league game earlier this week as Santana a little nubber up the first baseline, but this one's going to stay foul. Or it's picked up by Pino. It's 3-2. But there was a Field of Dreams game earlier this week between the Royals and the Twins single-A teams, Quad Cities, River Bandits, and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. So it's actually their high-A teams. Payoff pitch, outside ball four. Trying to spin a slider. But spun it too much, too far outside. A single, nobody out here to begin the sixth inning. Brings up Justice Bigby as fly to right and struck out. But if the Reds and Cubs were playing minor league baseball in Iowa this week, why not just double dip it? Outside 1-0. I can't believe I didn't think about this. It's not like I haven't been doing the out-of-town scoreboard all week with the Reds and Cubs affiliates in Iowa. Took me till now to realize it. 1-0. There's a fastball strike. It's 1-1. I guess to get other parent clubs involved as well with the Royals and Twins. But Louisville, two runs in the ninth inning to rally and win. Thanks to a go-ahead two-run home run by one of the newest members of the organization, Spencer Steer. Came over in the Tyler Malley deal with the Twins. Snap throw behind the runner at first. Not in time. As that pitch in the dirt in the lefty box, it's 2-1. TJ Friedel, Stuart Fairchild, the Daytona alums in the lineup today. David Bodie and Narciso Crook, Daytona alums in the Iowa Cubs lineup today. David Bodie hit a home run off former Tortuga Dowry Moretta, 2-1. Fastball squeezes across, it's 2-2. Ricky Karcher, Dowry Moretto, Julio Pinto pitched in that game for the Bats. All Daytona alumni. 2-1, nobody out, the 2-2. And Bigby laid on the heater. 94 on the gun for Parks. Stays even. Double-A Chattanooga has had a whale of a day. They have dealt with several different rain delays after being postponed yesterday. They are still in game one and have to play a nightcap as Bigby down on strikes. Chase the slider down and away. First strikeout tonight for Parks. One out in the sixth inning. Brings up the catcher Eduardo Valencia. A singled and walk tonight. Chattanooga trails 7-2. Cruz has homered for the fifth time at the double-A level. Parks first pitch and Valencia off the hands. It's 0-1. De La Cruz joined by Alex McGarry, Alan Cerda, Daniel Veohin in the double-A lineup. Carson Spires made the start. He's cut short due to weather. Evan Kravitz, another Daytona alum, has come on in relief. Second, or rather third, appearance at double-A after getting the bump up on the 27th of July. Campos at second, Santana at first, the 0-1. And this a little number towards the first base side. Pino to his right. Underhand flip to Parks, covering in the former infielder. And they get the out at first. Two down. Campos advancing to third. Second goes Santana. So a base hit can potentially tie the game. Brings up Austin Schultz. Now, David Mandelberg, our fearless video coordinator, who worked in Quad Cities last year, said the reason why they were chosen, they were the two closest teams to Dyersville. This is a grounder off the end of the bat to second. Charging into his left, Descanio. Easy overhand throw in time. And Parks works himself into and out of trouble in the sixth. No runs, a hit. Two left after the walk. At the end of five and a half, still a 2-0 Daytona lead here from the Jack.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites, and fully equipped guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Daytona still in front by a deuce. Justin Boyd, Logan Tanner, Hayden Jones, 5, 6, and 7. Scheduled to bat for the Tugas. Boyd 0 for 2 has brought in his first career RBI tonight on a fielder's choice in the first. And he swings through the off-speed from Burhan. It is 0-1. Burhan, after that bumpy first inning, has settled in nicely, giving up just one hit and no runs since the opening frame. The 0-1. And this fouled back towards the padded wall. It's 0-2. Continuing our look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight. Mentioned Chattanooga and Montgomery playing a doubleheader. Still have another game to play after game one finishes. The 0-2. And Boyd takes high. It's a ball and two strikes. High A Dayton at home tonight against the Lansing Lugnuts. A's affiliate Lansing has rallied in the top of the seventh to take a 3-2 lead. Austin Hendrick, a two-run homer, is 10th at double-A, rather at high-A. Out inside, it's 2-2. Hendrick now with 17 home runs on the year. Chase Petty, one of his best starts of his pro career, 4 shutout and hitless. One struck out 6 tonight for the Dragons as a 2-2 got him swinging. Sweeping, breaking ball away. 6 strikeout tonight for Burhan. He has exactly 1. And every inning tonight brings up Logan Tanner, reached on an error, grounded out to third his last time. Justice Thompson, Tyler Callahan, Brian Ray, Michelle Triana, Stephen Layton, Ashton Creel joining the aforementioned Hendrick in the Dayton lineup as Tanner thought about it, moves his hands out of the way of a fastball at 90. 1-0. Art Warren through a scoreless inning on a rehab assignment, struck out 1. James Marinan has also pitched in relief in that ballgame. As Tanner takes a strike, it is 1-1. Dominican Summer League Reds played this morning, 1-11-7. It's 7 innings against the Padres as Tanner takes outside. It's 2-1. DSL Reds getting a home run from Jesus Torres. Their DH drove in three runs today. 2-1. Tanner, did he go? Peel down to the base umpire. Yes, he did. Says Nelson Fraley. It's 2-2. DSL Reds now 20-22 on the year. Arizona Complex League Reds will start in about 15 minutes against the Brewers Gold. As Tanner strikes out swinging. Breaking ball down. Now Burhan has multiple Ks in a frame. Make that 7 on the night for him. He's retired 6 in a row. Brings up the designated hitter tonight, Hayden Jones, 0 for 2 tonight. Has struck out swinging both times. Base is empty, 2 out. Daytona in front by 2. And the first pitch to Jones pulls his head out on a change. It's 0-1. The 9-1-2 due up for the Flying Tigers in the Lakeland. The righty up and throwing down the right field line. Burhan up over 80 pitches tonight. This will be number 83. Here's the 0-1. And Jones pokes one out to right field. Coming on is Schultz. He's underneath it. He'll make the catch to close out a second straight 1-2-3 inning. That's the last pitch by Burhan. Finished his night allowing one run over his last five, or one hit over his last five innings. And retired the final 7 batters he faced in order. To the 7th, 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Iverson Leonardo to lead off in the top of the 7th inning. Hunter Parks out for his 3rd inning of work. Leonardo has flied to the left-hand side, grounded out to the right-hand side. And he takes up and away. It is 2-0. Leonardo 9-1-2 due up for the Flying Tigers in the 7th. Daytona up by 2 as Parks fires that one low. It is 3 balls and no strikes. Light shining on this Thursday evening, the 3-0, and that way up and away. A 4-pitch walk starts the 7th inning for Lakeland offensively. Second walk allowed by Parks tonight. Brings up the top of the order in Adinso Reyes, single to center. And his first at-bat of the night came on for Danny Cerretti in the top of the 3rd. First pitch. And Park spins a slider strike. It's 0-1. Reyes coming into the night. 4 for 24 in Lakeland with a homer and an RBI. That came yesterday as this one off the hands. And out of play towards the right field side. It is 0-2. Talking about the Field of Dreams game tonight in Iowa featuring the Reds as Reyes swings late but grabs a piece of 92 on its way by to stay in there. But the bad news about the Field of Dreams game is sounds like it may not happen next year. At least that's the betting line favorite as Parks takes and misses low and away. It's 1-2. I didn't know this. The man who owns the movie site, he and his partners purchased it a year ago, is in the Hall of Fame. Low and away, it's 2-2. At first, reading the article, I thought it was just a coincidence that the two people shared a name because he's not the only person who had this name in Major League history. But the big hurt is one of the owners of the Field of Dreams site, Frank Thomas. Low and away, it's a full count. Had no idea. I remember there being a Frank Thomas on the original Mets. That was just some other Frank Thomas from Iowa, but no, it is the big hurt. Payoff pitch, and Reyes a line drive to right. To his right, Rogers to make the catch. Sprinting back to first, Leonardo, one away. Reyes hit it well. Rogers didn't have to move much to bring it in. Brings up the shortstop, Peyton Graham, has struck out, walked, and popped up in the infield. But apparently the reason why Major League Baseball likely won't be back next year for another regular season game at the specially constructed stadium near that iconic diamond, is that low 1-0, is apparently there is construction that is currently going on at a youth complex that Thomas's company is building. That begins later this year. Low and away 2-0, and apparently will prevent Major League Baseball from returning for a third straight season. Frank Thomas telling the Des Moines Register Wednesday that they don't want to come back if the stadium is not prepared, which makes sense, as Graham takes low for ball three. And they've got a lot of plans for that cornfield in middle of nowhere, Iowa. The 3-0. And Graham takes a slider strike. It's 3-1. Purchased it last September. Purchased controlling interest in the Go the Distance company that owns and operates the site. Thomas did. As that outside for ball four, over through a fastball. So back-to-back walks begin the seventh inning for Lakeland. They have the tying runs on with nobody out. Brings up the powerful, rather with one out, excuse me. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. Before that happens, Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout for the first time today to talk with Parks. Two on, one out. Top of the seventh inning, Lakeland no runs, five hits, one error. They have left eight. Daytona two runs, three hits, no errors. They have left five. So Naskadov heads back to the dugout. And Sequeira will step in. Grounded into a fielder's choice for the final out of the fifth inning. 0 for 3. Parks' first pitch, fastball. Grabbing a piece of the outer half at 91. It's 0-1. But Frank Thomas is the COO, while Dan Evans, the former GM of the Dodgers, is the chief operating officer. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2. But 6 months after Thomas and his compatriots purchased the site, they announced plans to include 9 youth baseball and softball fields. As this one hit on the ground and fair, past the diving glove of Callahan and into the left field corner. Leonardo will score to break up the shutout. It kicks off the side chain link fence, and Graham's going to scurry to the plate without a throw. It's a 2-run game tying double by Manuel Sequeira, and Lakeland has drawn even here with one out in the seventh inning. Couple of bad breaks just past the outstretched mitt of a diving Callahan towards the line, and boy, just his second game in Daytona. Took a wicked and odd hop off that side green chain link fence by the Tortugas clubhouse. And took a right-hand turn towards straightaway left. And that allowed Graham to score with ease. So the go-ahead run now at second as Campos pops it in the air. Right side, Pino drifting into foul ground, makes the catch. Sequeira is going to head to third. The ball is now dropped, and now Sequeira heads back. They say he lost it on the transfer, but I'm not sure why Sequeira went back. I guess if he thought it was a foul ball, makes sense. But Daytona may be catching a break there. On the second out of the seventh inning. Now Christian Santana takes up and in for ball one. So Garrett Burhan off the schneid in terms of the win-loss column as Santana takes outside for ball two. He's walked twice and struck out tonight. But apparently also at the Field of Dreams site they are putting in team dormitories and a boutique hotel. This one foul to the screen. It is 2-1. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced she had granted Dyersville's request for another round of public funding to build a permanent stadium at the site. Field there used by baseball, major league, and minor leagues has been temporary. Is that in the dirt, down and away, ball squibs to the right of Tanner. Now runner breaks towards third, throw there, a tad offline. And safe there is Sequeira on a wild pitch. So the go-ahead run now at third with two out and a 3-1 count on the second baseman. But yeah, apparently most of the seating and other amenities at that site and at that game tonight in Iowa will come down not too long after the final out is recorded tonight. The 3-1, and Santana drags one deep down the left field line, but he got too far in front. Out of play and foul. It is a full count. Apparently, Reynolds, the Iowa governor, plans to allocate $12.5 million to what will be known as This Is Iowa Ballpark, the nonprofit company building the stadium. Payoff pitch. Santana, another one hit well, but again early, and foul down the line. It remains a full count. Lakeland one hit here in the seventh inning. Couple of walks and a two-run double by Manuel Sequeira. He is at third with a go-ahead run. Daytona will have 8-9-1 due up in the bottom of the inning. The pitch is low for ball four. Trying to get him on a slider, but missed it down. And the third walk of the inning. Lakeland with runners at the corners for Justice Bigby. Brett Lockwood up and warming down the left field line for Daytona. Last pitched on Saturday against the Mets. And now Justice Bigby gets a chance. As fly to right, struck out twice tonight. Once looking, once swinging. And he's stepping in the bucket on the first pitch. Lays off, but it's a strike anyway. Nice spinning pitch from Park. Slider, it's 0-1. 0-1, and Bigby, little roller up the first baseline, quickly 0-2. Sequeira at third, Santana at first in this tie game, two aside. As we reach the top of the 9 o'clock hour, the 0-2, and Bigby pops it up. Off the hands, third base side. Callahan coming in, still in fair territory on the green shaded turf. About three quarters of the way up the line from home plate. Makes the catch to end the inning. But Lakeland, it ties the game. Two runs, just one hit. Helped out by three walks. Time to get up and stretch here in Daytona Beach. We're tied at two on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky.
In all, the Tugas will have 7 fireworks shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9 innings right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Going to the bullpen for the Flying Tigers as we move to the bottom of the 7th inning. Right-hander Eric Pinales has come on in relief. Pinales, 6'2", 185 pounds, 23 years old, from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Johnny Ascanio, Yasiel Pino, Austin Callahan, the 3-2 up against him in the 7th. Tie game at 2, and Pinales' first pitch up and away at 96. It's 1-0. Ascanio has struck out and walked tonight. Had a multi-hit game yesterday. Pinales works from the third base side of the rubber. Here's his 1-0. And Ascanio takes high for ball two. Pinales making his 28th appearance of the year. 3-2, a 4.01 ERA. 3 saves and 4 tries, 26 hits. In 33 and two-thirds innings, the 2-0. And Ascanio fouls it away. Pinales, 33 walks, 46 strikeouts coming into play tonight. Last pitched against Dunedin on Sunday. Gave up a run in two-thirds of an inning, walked 3. The 2-1 outside, nearly lost his footing and fell down on the pitch. It's now 3-1. Final line for the starter, Garrett Burhan, goes 6 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits. Walked 3, struck out 7, did hit a batter. 84 pitches and 54 strikes, the 3-1 in Ascanio. Chased ball 4 in the dirt. It is a full count. Tie game at 2. Bottom of the 7th inning, Justin Rock with you here from Daytona Beach. The payoff pitch, and that's high for ball 4, and Ascanio on here to start the bottom of the 7th. Ends the streak of 7 in a row retired to close out the night by Burhan. First time Daytona has put the leadoff man on since the 3rd inning. Brings up Pino, has fly to center and walk tonight, 0-1. And the big go-ahead tie-breaking home run last night in the 5th inning. First pitch from Pinales, and Pino swings through 97 up by the shoulders. It's no balls and one strike. Take a look around Major League Baseball here on this Thursday evening. Not exactly a bevy of games on the schedule. The 0-1, and Pino drives it down the right field line towards the pavilion. It's 0-2. Finals from earlier today. Marlins shut out the Phillies 3-0. Edward Cabrera, Steve Okert, Dylan Floro, Tanner Scott combining on the shutout victory. Pinales, the 0-2. And Pino pops it straight up and out of play. Stays at no balls and two strikes. Cleveland knocking off the Tigers in 10 innings at Comerica Park. Oscar Gonzalez, the go-ahead RBI single in the top of the 10th inning. Stephen Kwan, solo home run for Cleveland, his third. Former Daytona Cub, Javi Baez, his 11th for the Tigers. The 0-2, And Pino lays off outside. It's a ball and two strike. Astros knocking off the Rangers this afternoon by a final of 7-3. Ascanio leads off first. 1-2 from Pinales. Down and away. Another heater. It is even. Two balls and two strikes. Martin Maldonado, a three-run home run. His 12th, former Brevard County Manatee. Alex Bregman, a two-run homer, his 14th. Marcus Semien went deep in the ninth, his 17th. Righty-righty matchup, the 2-2. And Pino drives one in the air, left center field. Over to his left is Leonardo. He got underneath this one. And he'll make the catch in the gap for the first out. Scanio went halfway and will retreat. And the wind been blowing like last night out to left. Maybe that catches a jet stream, but not exactly close to the wall where Leonardo made that catch. So one on, one out. Back to the top of the order in Austin. Callahan singled in the first. Since then, a fly ball to center. And a ground out to second his last time in the fourth. Royals squeaking by the White Sox earlier today, 5-3. Pinales from the stretch. And Callahan, a sharp ground ball to third, right at the chest of Reyes on his second for one. Graham to first, double play, inning over. Don't see a 5-6-3 double play all that often. But that's how Lakeland turns it to end at the bottom of the seventh inning. So Daytona can't capitalize on the leadoff walk to the eighth. Business end of this ballgame. Still a lot of business to take care of. We're tied at two.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Eduardo Valencia, Austin Schultz, Iverson Leonardo. Bottom third of the Lakeland order due up against the new arm, Brett Lockwood. In the top of the eighth inning. Lockwood, 25 years old, from Temecula, California. The sidearmer's first pitch taken for a strike. It is 0-1. Lockwood, undrafted free agent signee during 2020 out of Kansas State. Standing at 6'3", 223. The 0-1. And this one rounded up the first baseline. It is 0-2. Lockwood making his 19th appearance, 1-3, a .647 earned run average. 46 hits in 32 innings, 18 walks, 26 strikeouts. On the first base side, the lines one towards the Bud bullpen, and the visiting clubhouse remains 0-2. Lockwood took the loss against the Mets on Saturday. Gave up two runs on five hits in three and a third innings. Season high, 60 pitches. The 0-2 to Valencia. Too far outside of the backstop, it's 1-2. Final line for Hunter Parks. Three innings, two runs on three hits. Four walks and a strikeout. His charge of the wild pitch, 64 pitches and 35 strikes. Lockwood's 1-2. And that one on the inside corner. Got him looking. Valencia in total shock. He was punched out by Garrett Griffin. Has some words for him before he retreats to the dugout. The late call from the home plate umpire. But Lockwood will take it for the first out of the eighth inning. Now it is Austin Schultz, has gone 0-for-3 tonight. Rounded out to second his last time in the sixth. Continue that look around the majors tonight. As Schultz can't hold up. Fastball at 86. It's 0-1. Mentioned the Royals beating the White Sox 5-3. Vinny Pasquantino, a solo home run, his sixth of the year. Yasmani Grandal, a two-run shot for the White Sox at third. As Schultz gets out of the way of that one. Down and in, it's one ball and one strike. Andrew Vaughn clubbed his 12th on a solo blast in the ninth. Lockwood's 1-1. And this another ground ball off the handle to second. To his left, Ascanio gathers sidearm throw in time. And two quick outs for Lockwood in the eighth inning. Brings up Iverson Leonardo. Nice crowd on hand, 1,426 this evening. The Yankees at home, they go on the road to Colorado and lose a series to the Rockies. Colorado winning today 8-6 as Leonardo takes inside, walked his last time. Brendan Rodgers, Florida boy, three-run homer is 11th. Ryan McMahon, a solo shot, is 12th for the Rockies. 1-0, and Lockwood misses outside 2-0. Nolan Gorman, former Palm Beach Cardinal, in a solo shot, is 13th. Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado went deep as well. They're 27th and 24th of the year, respectively. 2-0. And Leonardo, ground ball to short. Fielded there by Faltini. He'll throw across the diamond in plenty of time. And Brett Lockwood has an 11-pitch. 1-2-3. Top of the eighth inning. 2-3-4. Two up for Daytona. Trying to take the lead. We're tied at 2 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Finale stays on for the bottom of the eighth inning, tied at 2 here in Daytona Beach. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines, a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Trey Faltini, Jay Allen II, Jack Rogers, 2-3-4. Scheduled to bat for Daytona here in the bottom of the eighth. Lakeland tying it in the seventh. Daytona hasn't scored since the first. Faltini has singled and walked as time called. right before the pitch could be thrown. Lakeland does have some action down the right field line. Right-hander will start to throw. Feltini struck out his last time up. Righty batter against the righty pitcher. And Pinales spins a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Lakeland, two runs, six hits, an error. They have left 10 runners on base tonight. Daytona, two runs, just three hits, no errors. They have left five, the 0-1. And Feltini, a strike at the knees. It's 0-2. Daytona does not have a base hit since Jack Rogers singled to left with one out in the bottom of the third. Had a bunch of walks since then, but no hits. The 0-2. High, and Feltini lays off. Lakeland in the road grays. Daytona in the green alternates tonight. Both teams have won a game in the first two meetings of this series. Pinales the 1-2. That one off the plate for ricocheting off the shoulder of Valencia and towards the Tortuga dugout. It's 2-2. Lakeland will have the top of their order. Two up against Lockwood in the ninth. No action for a. Continuing that look around the majors today. Not much left to fill you in on. Diamondbacks tripled up the Padres, or rather the Pirates, 9-3. The 2-2. And Valtini takes high. It's a full count. Valtini trying to reach here to start the eighth inning. After falling behind 0-2, the payoff pitch fouled towards the right-hand side. We'll do it again. Diamondbacks today getting a home run from Emmanuel Rivera. His eighth of the year, solo shot. The payoff pitch and another foul ball towards the first base turtle's nest. Two games in progress right now, one in Boston, Red Sox and Orioles. Boston a 4-3 lead. Out at Fenway Park. A payoff pitch again and another foul ball by Faltini. Again to the right-hand side. Next pitch will be number 9 in this plate appearance. Both teams into their bullpens there. And the Cubs a 4-0 lead on the Reds. Bottom 5 in Dyersville. The 3-2 pitch, and he got him to swing it. Strike 3. Breaking ball down and out of the zone. First strikeout tonight for Pinales. Brings up the center fielder, Jay Allen, the second. Allen has been hit by a pitch, struck out, and grounded out to the pitcher his last trip in the fifth inning. Righty from the third base side of the hill, and Allen attacks the first pitch, drives one out to right. Schultz curling in front of the warning track, and he slides to make the catch. That ball seemingly knuckling the American flag out in center field at a standstill right now. I don't know if Schultz just got a poor read on that ball, but able to recover nicely. Started in center field last night. Take away a base hit from Jay, two out. Brings up Jack Rogers. He has Daytona's last hit back in the third inning, 1-for-3 with a knock. Grounded out to first his last time in the fifth inning. Roddy with a cross step towards third. And the first pitch to Jack. Been a lot of close games for Daytona all year long as Rogers watches that one bounce off the plate, but could not lay off. It is 0-2. A boatload of one-run games Daytona has had to play through this season. The 0-2. And Rogers swings and misses for strike 3. Won't even bother running down to first. Valencia will pick it up. And he won't need to make the throw down to the bag as Rogers leads the batter's circle. So, Daytona goes in order in the eighth. Pinales retires the side on 13 pitches to the ninth. Daytona's going to win it tonight. It'll be on their second walk-off winner of the year. Tied at 2 heading to the final inning of regulation.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
So Reyes will lead off here in the ninth inning in this tie game. Reyes came on for Danny Cerretti in the third. Left the game with a lower body injury, and Reyes takes a strike. Begin the ninth. Reyes 1-for-2 with a single. Lined out his last time to right. Homered last night for Lakeland's only run as this one chopped right side and through the vacant spot of Daytona's infield for a base hit. Was a big gap between Pino at first and Ascanio playing up the middle at second. And Reyes hits it where they ain't. And the Flying Tigers have the leadoff man on here to begin the ninth inning. Lakeland has put the leadoff man on in all but two innings tonight. Only the fourth and eighth innings that they failed to get that first base runner aboard. Peyton Graham takes a strike in her half at zone one. He raced around from first to score the game's tying run in the seventh. Has walked twice, struck out, and popped up to second. 0-for-2 today. The 0-1. And Graham takes one at the knees. It's 0-2. Daytona in the bottom of the ninth inning. Regardless of the score, we'll have Boyd, Tanner, and Jones. There are three scheduled hitters. The 0-2. And Graham, a ground ball through the same spot. Another base hit in a right field. Rounding second. Stopping now at second is Reyes. Throw cut off by Valtini behind the pitcher's mound. Another seeing eye single by Lakeland. And they have two on and nobody out here to start. Neither ball particularly well hit. Just into a perfect spot where Ascanio and Pino were not. And now it is Manuel Sequeira who tied the game with a double down the left field line in the seventh with a chance to give Lakeland their first lead since the top of the third inning last night. Daytona jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first, scored on a fielder's choice and a throwing error. Lakeland tied it in the seventh on the double by the man at the plate. First pitch from Lockwood, and Sequeira extended his arms too far, got it off the hands. It is 0-1. Before that double, Sequeira had struck out, flied out, and grounded into a fielder's choice. Reyes, the go-ahead run at second. Graham, the runner at first. Righty up in Lakeland's right field bullpen. Lockwood's 0-1. And this one popped in the air right field. Over to his right now, racing in is Rogers. He'll make the catch. Reyes bluffs the tag from second. And he's lucky the throw was going towards third. Because if Rogers hits Ascanio as opposed to Faltini, they may have got him. Reyes not terribly far off the bag. Maybe a little bit too far for comfort. One away in the ninth inning brings up Roberto Campos. Had an RBI base hit on Tuesday night before he left the game. One for three today with a single. Popped up in foul ground to first and his last trip in the seventh. Lockwood side armor offers and Campos fouls it off his foot. Moves to 0-1. Campos signed out of Cuba. Tigers, number 10 prospect at midseason. Signed for just under $3 million out of the Island Nation tonight. The 0-1. Campos could not hold up on the pitch down and in. Fooled once more by the side armor. It's 0-2. Christian Santana, second baseman on deck. Righty ready. A look towards second. Lockwood's 0-2. Campos is swinging bunt up the third base line. They're going to let this roll. Will it go foul? Yes! Right in front of the third base bag. It was about 2 inches away from being a fair ball off the third base bag for another serendipitous base hit for Lakeland. But Austin Callahan, remarkable patience. Just got, let it keep rolling. And finally, at the last second, spun into foul ground. Campos back to the plate with an 0-2 count. Roddy leans in over that front leg for the side. Another 0-2. And Campos to the checkerboard screen, a foul ball off the end of the bat. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Lakeland took the opening game of this series 12-1 on Tuesday. Daytona a 7-1 winner last night. We are all tied, two apiece with two on and one out in the top of the ninth inning today. The 0-2. And Campos a hard grounder through the legs of Callahan and down the left field line. Scoring is Reyes on his way to third. Graham, he'll get the wave around. Relay throw by Faltini, not in time. We'll see how this one is scored, but Lakeland takes a 4-2 lead on what will be a two-run double for Roberto Campos. Just a hot shot, and Callahan could not get his glove down fast enough. And 42nd RBIs of the year is 21st two-bagger. And a couple of doubles down the left field line have given Lakeland a two-run lead. Brings up Christian Santana. Has walked three times tonight and struck out. Santana getting his Fitbit steps in this series. Is this a ground ball back up the middle? Backhanded by Ascanio. Jeterian throw to first. He got him again. Someone get Johnny Ascanio a cold blanket because he's scalding hot right now in the field. Unbelievable. Made one play to his left to throw out a base runner earlier tonight. This one a ways away to his right from the third base side of second, making a Derek Jeter-esque throw to retire Santana for the second out. To third goes Campos. That saves a run as Bigby takes low for ball one. Bigby 0-4 tonight. A hitless the last two games. Trying to get another insurance run home for Lakeland. The 0-2, a ground ball towards the left side. Fielded by Callahan. Throws a little bit high to first, but reeled in by Pino to end the inning. So Lakeland a couple of seeing eye knocks to right. And then a laser that blurred past the mitt of Callahan. They give them the lead. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Daytona needs two to tie, three to walk it off. Flying Tigers, a 4-2 advantage.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen.
From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Hulken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
The Tortugas find some magic. They haven't picked up a base hit since the third inning. They now trail 4-2. Lakeland making a call to the bullpen. It is the right-hander Blake Holub who will take over. 6'6", 230 pounds. Will turn 24 in October from Houston, Texas. Holub making his 22nd appearance, his 18th out of the bullpen. And the first pitch to Justin Boyd is strike. It's 0-1. Holub, 2-1 record, a 7.34 ERA, one save, 43 hits in 38 innings, 25 walks, 47 strikeouts. The overhand delivery is high for ball one. Boyd 0-3 tonight, had an RBI fielder's choice in the first. Since then, a ground out and a strikeout. A wind up, the 1-1, and Boyd 10-2. Holub picked up his first save of the year against the Blue Jays on Sunday, got the final out. Struck out a batter in a seven-pitch battle. The 1-2, and he got him swinging. Strikes out Boyd to start the ninth, 80 up and away. One down for the catcher, Logan Tanner. Has reached on an error that brought in Daytona's most recent run in the first. Grounded out sharply to third and struck out. Holub, despite that gaudy ERA, has allowed just two runs since the start of July. As Tanner, guess that one found the bottom of the zone, says the home plate umpire Garrett Griffin. It is 0-1. Roddy fires, and Tanner takes another strike. It's 0-2. Since June the 22nd, just two runs, and that came in one outing against Bradenton in a game he picked up the win. Tanner fouls it off the end of the bat to stay alive. And that's what happens sometimes when you're a relief pitcher. All it takes is one or two rocky outings to balloon that ERA, and it takes you a good while to bring it back down. Why you need context clues? 1-2, got him swinging. Fastball up and away at 96. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the ninth. And Daytona down to their final out. Brings up Hayden Jones. 0-3 has struck out twice, fly to right. Final line for Eric Pinales. Pitcher of record on the winning side. Two innings, no runs, no hits. A walk, two Ks. 26 pitches, 17 strikes. Jones trying to keep this game going. And he takes up and in for ball one. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Scores from out of town. Look back at this one and a look ahead. The game four in this series tomorrow night, the 1-0. Outside 2-0 will be another of the nine-night specialty jerseys. We celebrate the commemoration of Kelly Field in Daytona Beach, something that's been brewing for a couple years for the organization. Up and away for ball three. So that'll be fun tomorrow. Also have first Friday fireworks after the game. Friday night happy hour. And live music from Tropical Drifter along the Riverwalk pregame. Jones takes a 3-0 strike. It is 3-1. Johnny Ascanio hoping for a chance on deck. He would represent the game's tying run. Wind the 3-1. And Jones fouls it off the hands, and the Tortugas down to their final strike. Olive, Tigers' 15th round pick last year out of St. Edward's University in Texas. Up his second save here tonight. Righty deals. Payoff pitch fouled off the mask. Well, the catcher Valencia will do it again. Ascanio on deck. Pino would follow if Daytona can keep it going that long. The payoff pitch from Holub. Inside ball four, and Daytona stays alive. Jones works a two-out walk, and the tying run will come to the plate here in the ninth inning. Eduardo Valencia out to have a chat with Holub before Johnny Ascanio can dig in. Johnny 0-for-1 tonight, has walked twice and struck out. Valencia heading back behind the plate. Ascanio does not have a home run this year. Not known for his power. As a matter of fact, has not homered at all in his 217 career plate appearances coming into tonight. Switch hitter from the left-hand side, and he takes a fastball at 94 for strike one. Daytona jumped out in front 2-0 early. Lakeland tied it on a two-run double by Sequeira in the seventh. Took the lead here in the ninth on a two-run double by Campos. As Ascanio, a big bouncer, third base side, tough play for Holub, gathers, throws to first, just in time to get Ascanio, and that does it. A great defensive play by Blake Holub to retire a man who made two outstanding defensive plays at second tonight, and Holub picks up his second career save as Lakeland comes from behind and wins it tonight by a final of 4-2. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket for more about our group areas and pricing. Give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, a tough one tonight. Daytona led 2-0 going into the seventh inning, but the Flying Tigers scored two in that frame, two more in the ninth, as they go on to rally and defeat Daytona by a final of 4-2. With the win, Lakeland proving to 18-19 in the half, 50-53 on the year. Daytona's loss drops them to 11-26 in the half, 40-62 on the campaign. Was Ryan Cardona against Garrett Burhan to start, and Daytona got off to a fantastic start. First three batters of the game reached base: Austin Callahan, Trey Faltini with back-to-back singles. Then Jay Allen was hit by a pitch to load the bases, but Jack Rogers hit one on the ground at third. They forced out the runner at home. That was the only out they'd get, so it would remain loaded with one out for Justin Boyd, who hit a ground ball to third. The throw on his second was in time, but the relay throw to first was late. That allowed a run to score. His first career RBI gave Daytona a 1-0 lead. Then Logan Tanner hit a sharp ground ball to third. Peyton Graham's throw was in the dirt and got away from the first baseman, Bigby. That allowed Allen to score, Boyd to get to third, and Daytona had a 2-0 lead. But after the first inning was over, the rest of the way on a third inning single to left by Jack Rogers. So that opened the door for Lakeland to come back. It remained a 2-0 game, as we said, going to the top of the seventh inning with a leadoff walk to Iverson Leonardo. Adinso Reyes then lined out to right. Another walk to Peyton Graham put the tying runs on. And then Manuel Zakera doubled down the left field line past the diving glove of Callahan to tie the game at two. Zakera would advance to third. Santana would walk later in that inning. But Hunter Parks got out of the jam with the game still tied. Remained even going to the ninth. Lakeland got a leadoff single by Adinso Reyes. Peyton Graham put one through the same spot between first and second after Manuel Zakera flied out to right. Roberto Campos got one between the legs of the third baseman Austin Callahan on a hot shot ground ball. Two runs scored, and Lakeland took a 4-2 lead. A great defensive play at second by Johnny Ascanio up the middle, saved another run from scoring on a Christian Santana ground out. But Daytona would get a two-out walk in the ninth to Hayden Jones to bring the tying run to the plate. But Ascanio grounded out on a soft ground ball and a nice play by the pitcher Holub to end it. Winning pitcher tonight for Lakeland, Eric Pinales, improves to 4-2, two shutout innings. No hits, a walk, two Ks. Brett Lockwood, the loss, drops to 1-4. Gave up two runs on three hits in two innings, no walks, two Ks. Blake Holub, the save is second. One inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. Final line score tonight, Lakeland 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 11. Daytona 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. They left 6. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 32 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,426 on this Thursday night. Take a look around the Florida State League this evening. Jupiter defeating Fort Myers in resounding fashion at 10-1. Clearwater trailing St. Lucie 5-2. That game in the bottom of the 11th inning. Jack Thomas Wold, a go-ahead two-run home run in the 11th for the Mets. Dunedin, a final of 8-6. Blue Jays using a five-run Sixth inning to take the lead for good, and Bradenton holds off a late charge by the Cardinals. They win 6-4. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa. Reds looking for some late inning magic. They trail 4-0 in the seventh inning stretch. Jonathan India left that game early with an injury after being hit in the foot. Triple A Louisville winning it this afternoon against the Iowa Cubs 4-3. Spencer Steer, a go-ahead home run in the top of the ninth inning. His first home run since being acquired by the Reds. Double A Chattanooga playing a doubleheader today. Game one was interrupted by weather a lot. They fell to the Rays affiliate, the Montgomery Biscuits, 8-5. Ellie De La Cruz, two hits, a home run, and two RBIs in game one. Game two will come up in a matter of moments, I imagine, out there in Chattanooga. Still no lineups listed yet. High A Dayton falling at home to the Lansing Lugnuts. A's affiliate 5-4. Austin Hendrick, a two-run home run tonight. Chase Petty, four no-hit and shutout innings with six Ks. DSL Reds won in seven innings earlier this afternoon, 11-7 against the Padres. And the ACL Reds trail the Brewers 5-0. The Brewers gold team, that is, in the middle of the third inning. Yerlin Confidan 0-1 in his second rehab game in the Complex League. Tonight, Andrew Salcedo, the other Daytona alum, in the lineup. As for Major League Baseball today, abbreviated schedule with the Field of Dreams game. Marlins shut out the Phillies 3-0. Cleveland over Detroit at 10 innings, 4-3. It was the Astros 7 and the Rangers 3. Royals beat the White Sox 5-3. It was the Rockies over the Cardinals 8-6. Diamondbacks triple up the Pirates 9-3. It was the Red Sox leading the Orioles 4-3 at the end of 8 in Boston. And as we said, Cubs leading the Reds 4-0, bottom 7 in the cornfields of Iowa. Our series will continue tomorrow night. Will be another edition of the Nine Night, our Kelly Field tribute coming up. Fireworks after the game concludes, Friday night happy hour. And in addition to that, we will have live music from Tropical Drifter up along the third baseline pregame. Will be the left-hander Jake Miller to make his pro debut tomorrow for the Flying Tigers, Detroit's eighth round pick last year out of Valparaiso in Indiana. For Daytona, it'll be the right-hander Jose Franco, 1-6 with a 4.63 ERA. One strikeout shy of the 100 strikeout plateau for the season. Gates open tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Our coverage begins 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50. All leading up to the 7:05 p.m. first pitch right here from Minor League Baseball's most historic and oldest ballpark here in Daytona Beach. That'll do it for us tonight as Lakeland comes from behind to knock off Daytona by a final of 4-2. For our quartet of owners, Bree Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McHugh, and our GM, Jim Jaworski, and a special shout-out to one of our interns, the last one left standing, Emma Mulcahy. Her last day at the ballpark here today. We'll start an internship next week in the marketing department at her alma mater at the University of South Florida. So we wish her the best of luck. Thank her for all the great work she's done this year alongside her other four interns who were marvelous, who finished up at the end of last homestand. They'll all be greatly missed and look forward to seeing what great things lie ahead for them in the many years to come. But for that entire cast of characters, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from high atop the Jack as Lakeland wins it tonight by a final of 4-2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.